Report, Anxiety and Confusion Besets Deep State as Purge Begins. By Wendell Hasebo on January 22, 2025. The administrative state is petrified that President Donald Trump will fulfill his promise of purging the government of rogue and corrupt actors within the deep state. Many establishment media outlets reported Wednesday about Trump's early stages of the purge with more than 1,000 firings, raising hopes among America First voters that the federal bureaucracy will be accountable to their new boss, who won a landslide election. Bureaucracies hate the American people, Trump's OMB nominee Russ Vought previously told Tucker Carlson. The American people currently are not in control of their government, and the president hasn't been either. Watch, swamp go by? Lara Trump says Trump is going after the rot in D.C., and he knows where they are. There are no independent agencies. Congress may have viewed them as such, SEC or the FCC, CFPB, the whole alphabet suit, but that is not something that the Constitution understands, he added. The deep state, so dubbed by Trump, is filled with anxiety and confusion about Trump's promise to terminate rogue and corrupt actors, the Wall Street Journal reported Wednesday. Human resources managers across the government had to call recent hires with start dates after February 8 to inform them their offers had been rescinded. Managers fielded panicked inquiries from staff over returning to the office and from transgender employees about whether gender-neutral bathrooms would be eliminated from federal offices. Employees expressed concern over whether the Department of Government efficiency teams dispatched to agencies would have the security clearances to review sensitive information. In a late-night post on Truth Social, Trump said the Presidential Personnel Office was actively in the process of identifying and removing over 1,000 presidential appointees and singled out four in particular. Among them was the celebrity chef Jose Andres, whom President Joe Biden had appointed to serve on the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. Andres shot back that his two-year term had already expired and that he had resigned. At the Justice Department, several top career officials in the Criminal and National Security Divisions were removed or reassigned. People familiar with the matter said, the first part of a larger planned shakeup at the agency with which Trump has long sparred. Employees there have been increasingly on edge as Trump and his nominees have attacked the department, with many leaving on their own for law firms and other private sector jobs. More than 15 people have so far moved, one person said. In addition to national security, some of the employees worked in areas such as international affairs. The changes are meant to align the department with the Trump administration's priority of increased immigration enforcement, one person said. Those reports were confirmed by the Associated Press and NBC News, which reported several firings and reassignments of DOJ officials. The term administrative state specifically describes the phenomenon of unaccountable and unelected administrative agencies, including the national security apparatus, exercising power to create and enforce their own rules. The administrative state uses its rulemaking ability to essentially usurp the separation of powers between the three branches of government by creating a so-called fourth branch of government not formed by the Constitution. Many unelected bureaucrats within the administrative state also use their position to inflict their own agenda on citizens. For instance, before the laptop from hell story broke in 2020, 51 Intel officials signed a letter that insinuated Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. The letter was peddled by Politico under the title Hunter Biden Story is Russian Disinfo, dozens of former Intel officials say. The 51 signatories, however, seemingly knew the Politico story was false at the time because the FBI had the laptop that Hunter abandoned at a Delaware computer repair shop. President Joe Biden cited the story during a 2020 presidential debate with Trump to discredit the laptop's contents. The story was reportedly planted by Secretary of State Antony Blinken for Biden to use during the event. Before Trump left office in 2021, he signed an executive order, EO, to reclassify federal government employees into Schedule F, which would have allowed the president to enhance accountability and job performance within the bureaucratic agencies. Biden canceled the order in 2021, but with Trump's victory, he could re-implement the executive order and purge the unelected technocrats artificially running the federal government. It would effectively upend the modern civil service, triggering a shock wave across the bureaucracy, Axios previously concluded about the EO's potential impact. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.